Throughout our lives, we build up the support structures and things around us that we need to just simply survive this earth. We recognize the basic necessities, food and water and shelter and those things that we have to have. We surround ourselves with activities and things that we enjoy to blow off steam. We surround ourselves with people, you know, family and friends that we enjoy, that give us energy, that give us life. These are the things that build us up. You know, I think in my own life there are, you know, in my staff that I could not survive without. And then I think of my friends, you know, my family. Those are the ones that keep me humble, right? Nobody like your close ones to truly help remember who you really are. This past couple of weeks have been a little difficult. There's been a lot going on in our parish. And a couple of days ago, I had a particularly busy day. We had some funerals this week that were tough. I had a finance council meeting, you know, and in a place like this, you have to turn into a CEO of a multi-million dollar corporation. I then had to go do a minor exorcism after that, right? Just a daily life of a priest. All these things that I have to do, and I texted both my priest prayer group, my buddies, right? And then get responses like, you know, you got this, praying for you, you know, all the good things. And I text a family member, my little sister in particular, and I get back, baloney. Everybody knows you only work for 1 hour on Sundays. Aw, thanks. Super helpful. Keep those people in your life because they remind you who you really are, right? They humble us. They build us up. They remind us of what's real, what's important. They ground us. You know, those are the reasons why we have them. You know, there are all those things in our life and we need them. But I kind of had to laugh and chuckle, and it reminded me that for most of you, that's really what you think as well. Yeah, Father, 1 hour a week. That's all we see and that's all we need from you. And there's so much more, and I think, but that's even, unfortunately, that's all you get from God too. You know, we turn to him just in that little bit of need. And our readings today say, no, this support structure that we have in our life is to be so much more. But it's up to us. And are we truly allowing God to be a part of that? You know, Jesus in our gospel today, we have the feeding of the 5,000, which we all know so well, but it's the beginning part of that I think is so powerful. It says that Jesus just heard of the death of his beloved cousin, John the Baptist, by beheading. And even he was overwhelmed in mourning and sadness. And he wanted to go away and just be with his heavenly Father, to spend some time in prayer. But the people still flocked to him, still came to him, still were in need from him. And he could have said, leave me alone. I've got nothing left. But instead it says his heart was moved with pity for them. That he still continued to cure the sick all the way through the day. And then when they had to be fed, when there was nothing left, he blessed the bread, he gave it to them, and he gave them so much that they had abundance. And of course, it's in all the Gospels, that same telling. All the Gospels tell us that because it shows us that Jesus Christ unites himself to us in such a perfect way that he is to give us the Mass, the Most Holy Eucharist, and says, I give you everything that you need for the rest of your life. Will you accept it? Will you take it? Will you embrace it? Will you let my love support you? Or will you choose to try to go about it on your own? Because for so many of us, that's what we do. We start to cut out the people in our lives and, oh, I don't really need that many friends. I don't really need to talk to that many family members. I don't need to have these people around me. I don't need to do that much at church. I can just come in and out as little as possible. I can spend as little time in prayer as possible. I don't need to spend that time with God. I just need me. It starts to become just food, water, and shelter. And then we find ourselves drained. We find ourselves overwhelmed. We find ourselves with nothing left. And our Lord says, I'm still here for you. So that in those moments, he says, I know your pain. I know your sadness. I know your struggles. I became one for you. And that's what we have to remember. That's what we have to hold on to. Our second reading says, what can separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing. And I say, what can separate us from the love of Christ? Only ourselves. Only we can choose it. But God stands here with open arms, always ready for us, always here for us. And so today we stop, we pause, we examine, we look at our own lives and we say, what is truly supporting me? What am I choosing to build myself up with? What am I prioritizing in my life to give me the grace and the strength to persevere through the everyday? And if that doesn't include prayer and the love of God, then maybe it's time to reprioritize. Because life just isn't possible without it. That gives us meaning. This gives us hope. We gather here once again today and we say, Lord, we need you. This gift freely given for us. And so we gather, we support each other, one and all, one family, one holy Catholic apostolic church. And we say, Lord, you are always here for us. Let us embrace it. Let us live it. And let us never forget your love. Amen.